Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows before we get to that. Let you know that man cave upgrade. Get your texting fingers ready. So we're going to give you a chance in the 8 o'clock hour to text in just one word. That's all you're going to have to do. Text in, spell a word right, and text it, and you could qualify for the man cave upgrade. I've been looking at pictures from Kevin at Prestige Billiards of the pool table you're getting. Man, is that thing cool. I got a cool pool table, but this one's like makes me think, oh, that would be a pretty neat fit in the room. I like the pool table. I didn't know that I would ever use it as much. Everybody that always talks about having a pool table is like, hey, I use it. I love it. That game room has just been the best thing ever. So getting a man cave is going to be good. You get a pool table, you get a foosball table, an outdoor one, ping pong table, all sorts of stuff. The Connect Four game, you get a little mini fridge. Our friends at Modelo Especial, getting you all hooked up with bar lights. Man, this thing's going to be nice. $150 gift card to fill that fridge. And then, of course, the Metallica blackened stuff. So your man cave's going to be all full up thanks to our friends at Prestige Billiards and Modelo Especial. Man cave upgrade. The word's coming at you in the 8 o'clock hour. What's coming at you now is the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Brady Report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Be a Millionaire Day.
Yeah. You can do it in a day? God damn it. I've wasted 47 years.
I didn't look into what Be a Millionaire Day is. Is it like go out Pretend? And live like a millionaire? Probably not.
Not a good time for that.
Also known as live in Scottsdale for a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Class war. Toledo just started a little bitter communist class war out of Toledo's gullet.
Still a little bitter about it.
You don't have to be a millionaire to live in Scottsdale. You have to be a millionaire to get laid in Scottsdale.
Ha!
You can live there for dirt. It's a lot of bad spots.
Couple of fun facts. Grover Cleveland went from mayor of Buffalo, New York, to governor of New York, to president of the United States in a span of only 3 years.
Living like a millionaire.
And for clarification, it just celebrates the idea of being a millionaire.
I celebrate that all the time.
It's a daydream day.
Yeah, it's a daydream day. Yeah, just imagine what you'd do if you applied yourself day.
The first movie with a CGI character as a lead role. I think maybe.
The CGI is the lead?
Yeah. It was in 1995. In a full movie?
A full movie.
Full movie.
CGI. As a CGI character was the lead.
1995.
It wasn't Toy Story.
No.
Yeah, Forrest Gump was like 94 and they had a lot of CGI, but not a lead character.
Was it Kong? One of those ape movies?
No.
Congo?
No, because I don't think that was a CGI either.
No, that was just, I don't know.
Not
That's
the
a
lead,
question.
Not
what is
Amy.
Yeah, you're right,
Casper.
Oh, he was CGI?
Wow.
God, that movie was awful.
Christina Ricci?
Yeah.
Ernest Goes to Jail and The Green Mile were filmed at the same abandoned prison in Tennessee.
Ernest Goes to Jail and The Green Mile would have been a good movie.
They're so close to being
one movie. Ernest on The Green Mile.
What's going on down there, Vern?
I'm dog tired, boss.
Know what
All I need to do is get myself some sleep. Almost Scottie Pippen style.
So I watch those back to back, and they're in the same prison the whole time.
Yeah.
I might have to do that.
Yeah.
If John Coffey would just go, know what I mean?
Is Percy still on the mile?
Ernest, electricity shall be passed through your body. He's going to electrocute me, Vern. Know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd have some weird dreams at night if you watched both of them.
I think Ernest was the Sam Rockwell character. With the
give me one of them moon pies. Hand me that moon pie.
Some coronavirus insanity. Some single people have started including their coronavirus antibody test results in their online dating profiles improve their chances.
Well,
because they never lie on those.
Yeah, so they're saying if they have positive too, they're going to go ahead and
put it out there.
I was going to say there's probably not
they're
a lot of those.
Up good credit.
Have you been in our sales pit and seen all the decorating?
Yeah.
Stay positive. Welcome back. And I went to. Like, stay positive. What if you have the HIV or coronavirus test? You don't want to be positive all the time.
What's that mean?
Why are you so awful on the decorations?
Because we're not nine.
It team building, John.
Just so Mr. Wet Blanket.
Hey, we're not watering the goddamn plants outside the building, but we go to Party City every once in a while or else people will kill themselves. Knock it off. Take down the decorations. Let's act like adults.
We're not watering the plants?
No. Have you noticed that up on the side? They're all dying.
Are we? Uh-oh. Things are that bad.
That's what I'm telling you. We're on our last legs. We need help. Please advertise today because this is bad. That KDKB is such an anchor and we got to try. Misery. There's only so much this station can do.
Some people are experiencing skin hunger.
What?
That's a desire to be touched and have human contact.
That's
apparently
not the
a lot
way
of people are
that.
Suffering from the pandemic.
Creepy.
Skin hunger.
They got to change the name of that.
I know. Coronavirus shaped hailstones fell in Mexico. And it's being called a message from God to stay home. But actually, it's pretty common weather occurrence there.
Man.
It's a little bit bigger than the average.
You can make anything a message from God.
The hocus pocus people have been trying this for years. Enough.
It's just like me with that stupid bug in here. I think that's my mom.
They're just mad.
There's a message from that moth.
They're just mad.
Yep.
Well, you know. You can't spell mother without moth. I hadn't
That's
thought
true.
Of it until this weekend. I'm like, I saw a moth in the house. I'm like, there's Eric's mom. I'm like, wait a minute. Moth? Mother?
Look at that.
And then my brain went, mother! And I was off on another thing. The message, the religious people are just mad that no one turned to them and said, please fix this. What do we do? It's like everybody's been a scientist. When in true times of need and turmoil, everybody throws hocus pocus aside. Yeah, we'll pray. We'll hope and pray. Where's the goddamn doctor? That's all everybody's saying. Get me a good scientist, like a head scientist. But I'm a priest. I can help. You do nothing. No offense.
This is not your time.
Literally do nothing. Right? But it's snowing. It's snow somewhere else. God is not the weatherman. We've determined that hurricanes are not God features because if they were, they'd show up in things that weren't tropical. Why does he hate the tropics so much, I ask you? Where are the hurricanes up north? Well, he does other things there. Stop it.
Although, to be fair, when we get sick, you know, really sick, we go to the doctor and we talk to a priest a lot of the time.
No, not me.
Not you. But.
And you talk to a priest just in case. You go to a doctor, fix this.
Yeah.
The doctor's like, there's nothing left. You got nothing. You better start hoping for something.
Who
and
are you
going to
be more mad
for?
At if something doesn't work? The priest or your doctor?
Yeah.
You'll be dead if it doesn't
work.
Right.
You get money out of the doctor.
Yeah. You know what else you'll do?
Right.
You'll go to some Asian dude who has rocks and grasshoppers and try it. Give me whatever. Whatever it is, give it to me.
Yeah, you do the
You'll try everything, trying not to die.
That was the other little stat that people that Google their symptoms only came up with a correct diagnosis. Of themselves, 36% of the
That's
time.
Pretty high.
About that?
I was expecting like 13.
You're pretty good at that, John.
I'm actually really good at that.
Yeah, you nailed it a few times.
Priapism is almost always the answer. That's why my legs hurt.
My throat hurts.
Cancer. Got the priapism or cancer. Either can't get rid of this boner or my lungs are rotting. It's probably caused by my boner because not blood in my lungs.
Man, if you go by that WebMD, Your paranoia is through the roof.
Scary. I was sitting on my bike seat, right? And occasionally my oversized scrotum will slide down the side. And I have the compression shorts. I'm like, damn it. And I have to stop and move a nut. And I did, not this last ride yesterday, but a couple times. And I moved it. And it made the base of my pee-pee hurt. Don't ever text.
Because you're riding on the base?
Because I had the ball up under it.
Yeah.
And don't ever text anything about your pee-pee hurting, ever. You think of every whore you've ever shook hands with, because you've got something. And it isn't anything to do with riding a bike. It's just this woke up the thing. Remember that whore you met in college? Yes, but that can't. Yeah, 25 years later.
This sparked it.
Your nut hit a thing and just woke that thing up. It's you got the thing. Like, damn it.
What if you just did a new bicycle seat that takes the front part of it off? It's like a padded tee.
I need a bag. But no, my compression shorts work pretty good. But
know, but then it wouldn't have the problem of them sitting on anything.
Well, here's the thing. The compression shorts do a great job. Pack them up to the leg and stuff. But you have to be – the way you find out your compression shorts have stretched too much, it's too late. And I need new compression shorts.
You should get rid of the compression shorts, get that padded T seat, and have bike nuts hanging like truck nuts.
I have bike nuts. The cops got me bike nuts because I had to stop once and move my nuts. And then so I got glow in the dark bike nuts hanging off one of my bikes.
But you're suggesting a little valley for the for the nuts, right?
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I think like a little cup in the middle of the seat, you just put them in like a tea bag.
There you go.
Safety cup.
Yeah, and just they can't get out of there. Now, the only problem is if you fall off your bike.
Right. Brady, if you get a concussion,
oh my God.
Life-threatening injury.
There's some lady over there with her nuts in her hand and a head wound.
I put my nuts in the safety cup and fell off, and they ripped off my scrotes.
My nuts!
This is a life.
Now that
a new version
is a life-threatening injury. Yeah, fire that one up. That's when they realized it wasn't just a terrible menstruation of a small girl. This man's scrotum had been ripped off. In his hand wasn't a change purse.
There's a news video covering the annual Go Topless Jeep Weekend party happening in Southeast Texas. It's going viral because there's not a single face mask in sight.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of that.
Aren't they just
the still
shots, in their
John,
Jeeps?
You're not missing out too much on this Jeep party.
Do they ride around in their Jeeps?
Yeah, but it's the top of the Jeep that's off. That one's not bad. The rest of them are hideous.
That's one of the better shots.
You and Megan driving over there?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because look at the picture. I don't hang out with those hogs. You see Yosemite? They cracked Yosemite open again and tourists flooded it. And they might as well just be giving each other piggyback rides. They're all over and take a picture, not a single
mask.
Outdoors.
But I love it. You can't catch it outside.
I'm for it now. I'm team Corona.
You're ready.
Team Corona. You idiots, if you don't want to participate in making it better, then let's go the other way. Let's tilt it back.
One of the things that happened for the graduating classes in high school is they didn't have prom this year. So this guy in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, put a little DJ system in the back of his pickup truck and drove around neighborhoods where he lived and DJed for the ladies. They put on their prom dresses and were dancing in the
This
yards.
Is creepy.
DJ.
Is pedophile stuff.
Yeah.
Look at the picture.
That dude is...
I need to get these ladies out dancing in those ugly dresses.
I think you should just arrest him immediately.
Yeah.
After he played a couple tunes. After party at my place.
Yeah, exactly. Just send him to jail. Do not pass go. Yeah. Do not collect $200.
We practice social distancing at 6 inches at my house.
Can you imagine if Brady does this?
DJ Preston.
I think Brady was on a path for that until he met us.
I would do it.
I think you would have thought that was a cool thing in Upper Arlington before you came out to society and realized,
whoa, that place is wrong.
It had to have a certain value on it.
Well, even, I mean, you know, he's DJing like for the neighborhood at Halloween, so he still does it.
There's something in him that would, like, had we not gotten in his head and said, you realize how pederast that is?
It didn't take much. You end up burning after, you know,
are you
a few weddings.
Right.
But, like, I mean, you were. If I don't have to do this.
You were single guy letting kids into your house.
Man.
That's right out. That had to be stopped. You needed voices of reason to tell you that this isn't Upper Arlington. I don't know what goes on there.
Because think about it from a parent's point of view now that you have a kid.
Yeah.
Like if Kirby goes to some single guy's
house. All of a sudden there's kids playing in my cul-de-sac and I'm outside having a lamenade and I'm looking at them going, hey, you ladies, want to come inside and wrestle?
I would lose my mind.
First of all, the story has been embellished.
It has not. You're going to change
it
for safety.
The neighbor lived right next door, and it was a yard
match. None of it matters.
Were you?
They were doing yard work. Going to single for yard work in the house.
Are you or are you not a single man who had neighbor children in your home?
Yeah, and then I did. Yeah. Okay.
That's all I'm saying. That's creepy right there. That's the story.
Now, imagine Kirby.
On that particular story.
You know better than you can. You can't get away once somebody complains about it with all your excuses. It's going to be... Neighborhood single man has children in his house.
I don't care how much I like a neighbor. They could be great friends. If it's a single dude, my daughter is not hanging out in your house.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
No these
were
way.
Two, yeah. Again, those were the boys that were doing yard work.
So?
Right next door. But absolutely with you. If I were a single man and I had high school women over at my
house. Or boys.
Yeah, boys.
Younger.
But it's different with women. If a boy was hired by this guy He was single and to do yard work.
I get what you're saying about the yard staying in the yard, but once they're not going in the house either.
Yeah. Even still,
not going in the house.
And when they went in the house, they were only allowed in my basement.
That's okay.
But I'll say this.
That was a rule.
Even still, if neighbor kids are playing in the yard and single guy comes out and starts playing too, no.
Yeah. Ask Brittany some more about that. Maybe she should have hired landscapers.
I don't have kids, but I'd be like, what are you doing here? I just thought the kids were having a good time and came out to supervise it. Get back in your house. Leave the kids be.
They came out. They asked if you have any yard work.
Okay. Let them do yard work.
I know, and they got in a fight.
Good
in the
intentions,
yard, like,
Brian.
You drug them in the house to make them fight it out.
I mean,
I was in the yard.
You're part of the.
What was the one in your house?
There wasn't
you had
one.
Something going
no,
on
the
in
wrestling
your house once.
Thing was out.
Maybe
in the
not
yard.
That you've had kids in your house. We've had this discussion before. You've defended it.
But it was Brady's coming from like Young Life.
Yeah, that
might have
been the
helping kids
Young Lifetime. But I don't even think I had. Yeah, the Young Life was at another person's house, but, you know, they would.
No single guy is allowed to play with the neighborhood kids, inside, outside, doesn't matter what gender it is. No.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a good rule.
It's a great
rule. When you become a parent, your perception definitely
as a not parent
is different.
If I saw that, and I'd be like, the single guy across the street is playing with the kids next door.
There's a single woman in Florida.
Looks bad.
56-year-old woman. She was cleaning her garage, topless. She wanted the other neighbors to see her over there and make sure she sees her, you know, topless, cleaning the garage. She started taking a little play out of the Houston Astros playbook and started banging on the garbage can to get their attention.
Oh, she wanted people to see
her. Good for her.
Yeah.
Well, they did, but the kids also saw it, too, in a couple of houses over there. So she was arrested.
So she was gross.
How old are the kids?
Young enough to be offended by the 56-year-old lady.
She was gross. Office. I mean, it had nothing to do with nudity. She was disgusting.
I mean, if they're 16-year-old boys, they're probably very excited.
No, they're not. She's still 56. Yeah, okay. They know the difference between good and bad. If it was a hot neighbor, nobody says a peep. Even dad's like, look at that. All right, get back in the house. Don't tell your mom about this.
16-year-old.
But 56, you're telling on that. You're trying to get her
thrown
in jail.
That's on the bubble.
No, it's not. Unless the bubble is.
My kid's 25. I'm complaining.
I'm complaining.
Arrest her.
I don't care if the kid's 4 or 18.
4, they might not recognize
it. Doesn't matter. I'm complaining. That's a gross 56-year-old lady with her top off. Stop it. It would have to be Halle Berry, Elizabeth Hurley, and then now the list is over.
No, Kellogg. I think there's plenty of other girls
there
you
aren't.
Can put on that list.
There are
Sophia
not.
Sophia Vergara.
She's not 56 yet.
She's 50.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say 50. 56, you're way gone. And even Sophia Vergara is like once in a lifetime 50. There's a handful of women in their 50s that can go topless down a street and not
47. She's 47.
Kellogg's just redesigned Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops. He's got a turquoise body and a psychedelic rainbow beak.
Okay.
Based on the responses on social media, no one likes it.
Fruit Loops?
Toucan Sam's new design.
Fruit Loops is the bigger problem. They think no one's buying it because the logo's out of date. Uh-uh. You changed Fruit Loops about 15 years ago. Whoa. He's fine. He's not that much different. He's updated. That's the same. It's just kind of drawn a little different.
Yeah, very
a modern drawing. Follow my nose. It always knows for flavors of fruit. Just follow my snoot. I loved Toucan Sam. He made me buy the cereal as a kid.
Apparently and then you did. You know the song.
I know all of them. I mean, who are you kidding?
That is a problem.
I know the 80s song.
Very catchy.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to me either. But.
Do you have a good childhood memory?
Yeah. No, yeah. Do you have any?
I'm not going to remember Toucan Sam.
Yeah, that's a gift.
I just asked for anything.
It's a gift. I have a gift. I don't know why. I can remember 80s TV songs.
I mean,
nobody's
that's
business. It's a
crazy
gift.
To me.
Brady
I remember
asked
Where's
me
the Beef? Yeah. I mean, that's, like,
that's
saying.
Nash, that's Bush League stuff right
but like
there.
The song?
Knows that.
Yeah, I know. Like the song?
Yeah, because you're not intelligent. I had a very
why
vast.
Why does that make you intelligent?
Because I have a retention, a memory retention that's unmatched. What a dip. Oh, I should almost said it. Remember everything.
It's impressive.
You're goddamn
right.
I'm not
denying that. Yeah,
thank
you.
I'm just quiet down.
It's shocking.
Follow my nose. We're going to take you out of the room.
Brady, I've tried with 7 different inflections. Saying, hey, boys, you want to come inside and wrestle, sounds creepy in every one of them.
You guys are like a fight in the front yard. I'll judge.
We were just wrestling, sir. We won't do it anymore. No, no, no. We settled this like men.
I don't think it matters where it is. If it's in your front yard, it's just weird.
It's just single guy talking to the kids. Yeah. You can't be that guy. You can't be single adult and talk to the neighborhood kids. You hire them to cut the grass and they get into a fight in the front yard. You kick them off the yard.
Seven different inflections. Yeah. You want to come inside? You want to come inside?
You guys want to settle this like men?
I told you, basement only.
We're going to settle this
like calendar.
Like men. Hey, Frankie, let's go let the kids wrestle in the front yard, It might make us all take our dead carps out.
Brady had good intentions.
Diffuse the fight. It was getting a little heated. They wanted to.
If you had to do it over again, though.
You just kick them off your yard.
I'd probably kick them out.
Yeah. Get out of here, you bastards. Yeah, you guys can't get along. Yeah.
Get out.
Idiots.
Now, after stepping back a bit, you realize that
how wrong you were.
Probably looked a little weird.
Ooh, we got us a scrum. I'm going to get out there and make sure that this settles properly like men. All right, single guy in the neighborhood wants these kids to take your shirts off. What? Let's wrestle.
Yeah, most neighbors, wouldn't they just send the kid home? All right, you go to your house, you go to your house.
Yeah, you go to the
dumb
mom.
Pricks, get out of here.
Don't let them wrestle.
None of you getting paid. If anybody toilet papers my house, I'll shoot you. I was trying to be nice, you idiots. Sorry, Mr. Bogan. Goddamn right.
Get the hell out of here.
Took a chance in the first place hiring your dumb asses. I'm the single guy in the neighborhood. You know how petter ass this looks already?
Now put your clothes on and get home.
Actually, you don't need to. Leave your pants.
Leave your pants. Just... you with the jean shorts. Oil up.
Yeah, oil up and go home.
Yeah, oil up. Here's all the baby oil you guys will ever need. Now, get out of here. Slide through a key lock. Yeah, you can't do that, Brady.
Leave the glitter. We'll end it with a couple of radio videos. The first one is a dad giving his daughter a lesson on how to drive a three-wheeler.
Oh, is there life-threatening injury in it?
Oh, yeah. It's not. He put the GoPro on her camera. Get to about 50 seconds into it.
This is a classic American
thing.
Basically
tells her, he goes over and says, you're going to get on this model here.
Look at the garbage in
there. The 185.
There you go, baby.
There you go, baby.
Look at their garbage yard.
He's
going to
get on the bigger one. Right.
What did you say?
He said bigger.
He's on the 200.
Run right into him.
Oh no, it's not the girl.
Oh, he doesn't. Oh, he's done.
My dad's fat and dumb.
So there's your accident. But.
Is it life threatening?
Nope. This one might be, though. This is a female daredevil in Russia. Sochi Speeder is her name.
Ooh.
She was on her motorcycle going about 120 miles per hour. She was street racing.
Wow, with a car that's passing her. She's what kind of car can do that? They're blazing. Motorcycles should be... Wow. Well, if she crashes, I don't know if I want to see this. Wow, this is awful.
Starts to wobble.
Please stop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she must be popping the wheel. Now it comes down and wobbles.
Oh,
there goes Sochi Speeder!
She's moving.
Suffered cuts and bruises. That's it.
She has a nice suit. That's
fine. Oh, my God.
She did a nice backslide and slid.
You have a death wish?
Oh, she rolled a few times.
Yeah, right.
But it's so...
Vodka!
Holy crap.
That guy's just... Don't worry, I learned this in Arkansas. I know how to take care of someone who has crashed. You're never going to eat yogurt again.
You're okay. We brought in the machine to make you laugh.
Open your mouth. Here's yogurt for fixing. Wow, that is...
That was life-threatening.
That is... Yeah. Well, that's Daredevil. She probably didn't have life-threatening injuries.
No, obviously.
Yeah.
But
you just have to know the difference
between
that.
You're lucky.
Yes, no, most certainly. You were doing something that you defy death, taking your chances.
That's maybe mine was defying death.
You were, well.
No helmet.
Not really. You weren't.
Shorts only, going down the road 30 miles an hour, and there's Nothing but trees on either side of you.
Much like this, just dumb.
Defying greater injury, maybe.
Yeah. You could have died, but you can die doing anything. Every day you defy death that you live. Every day that you live, you've defied death.
Piss him off.
Just weird. That's awful to watch. Don't watch that. Motorcycles. Can't help it. I have a friend who had a motorcycle. He's a Ducati thing. He's riding once, and he's cops can't chase you past certain speed. Like, what?
He goes, it's too dangerous.
And he says, so I saw a cop light me up on a ramp on the 60 at night. He goes, I got up to about 125, hit the next ramp, turned out. And I'm like, you did what? He goes, yeah, I had to get away. And I'm like, Jesus Christmas. I can't imagine sitting on the back of a pogo stick at 125 miles an hour.
Man.
Ugh.
You had to get away just to see a speeding ticket.
Mm, yeah.
Probably would have been a little more.
Yeah. More than a speeding ticket?
Oh, that's criminal speeding.
Oh, okay.
And endangerment?
The motorcycle trips that I took, the one when went on the Autobahn the first time, that was well over 100 miles an hour. Probably same speed, 125. That's and then dumb. I did it in multiple times in Toledo's old neck of the woods in Montana because those roads are just
straight
and there's nobody's on them. But you think about it, when you go well over 100 miles an hour, and you bring it down to 55, you're like, I would have vaporized.
Yeah. Well, I always like think of like a bunny or something. If someone just goes ding, ding, ding out in the road.
Those, the Geico squirrels.
Yeah, any squirrels or anything like that, and just like, uh-oh.
Yeah, just keep it straight.
Yeah, and run it over.
Yeah, because there's
but like in
weight
Montana,
on the bike
that, like just this deer just looks up at you, and you're like, oh, we're going to, this is a monkey collider. We're going to become one new species.
Elk.
Ugh, no thanks. I hated driving back from Sholo at dusk or at night.
Same.
You can't see a thing. I was going like 38 miles an hour, like all the lights on my Jeep on. I'm like, I'm not getting hit by one of these things.
Even flagging. Coming back down.
Hate it. In the daytime, for some reason, didn't bother me because I think I could spot it from a distance. At night, they just show up. It's horrifying. And then I hit my brights every once in a while, and they'd be standing on the side of the road. And you're like, look at the size of that thing. Elk will blow your car up. Awful. Be careful, damn it. Knock it off. We'll have a word for you for the man cave upgrade in just a second. But in the meantime, there goes your Brady Report. Thank you, Hooters.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. Hit me.